Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is a very different Memorial Day from what we've seen before. Most of the community tributes to our late veterans who have sacrificed for our nation can't happen this year, including the Erie County American Legion's official Memorial Day ceremony, which we are proud to host annually at Forest Lawn. I'm Joseph Dispenza, president of Forest Lawn and the proud son of a late World War II veteran. Despite the constraints we currently face, we have not let Memorial Day pass without honoring our fallen heroes. The Forest Lawn Cemetery and Crematory Group has made arrangements with the Erie County American Legion to present their official and annual Memorial Day ceremony next. We thank our friends at WBEN for their support. And now, please join us for the official Erie County American Legion Memorial Day Ceremony of 2020.
This is James Bojanowski of the Erie County American Legion. Thank you for joining us for our Erie County American Legion annual Memorial Day services at Forest Lawn Cemetery as we honor the memory of nearly 1 million members of our United States Armed Forces veterans who lost their lives in defense of our nation. We start our program with the sounding of To the Colors by Father James Bashton, followed by our opening prayer.
God gifted us with limitless creativity and imagination, so please join me. I close my eyes for a moment and transport myself to Forest Lawn amidst the Field of Valor, the tombstones of those who have gone before us. Today we are here to honor those who have served our country and given their lives so that we may stand here and still live in freedom. We need to be constantly reminded of our gift of freedom and of those who gave all to make sure future generations continue to know life in a free and democratic society. Remembering those who have passed is only half of the task that is before us today. We must also carry their love, honor, and duty forward to the future generations that will pass. Our children must know who they were, what they did, and why they did it. To do anything less will be a disservice to their sacrifice and their memories. Today we also fight another battle with an enemy that we cannot see. Our front lines are in our hospitals and nursing homes. New soldiers work in our healthcare facilities. Lord, bless and protect us in this time. Be our surety and strength. Those that are gone created a clear path for us to continue on. We must never waver from that path of freedom and democracy. Take their memories, take their dreams, and walk forward shouldering the cause of freedom. Carry it high and proud. They did, and now you must walk forward for them and for our future generations. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.
And now, to honor our country, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please join me in welcoming our first speaker, Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars.
On Memorial Day, we usually gather together at a solemn occasion to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, those who died serving us and protecting us overseas in wars. This year, because of COVID-19, we will not be able to gather on Memorial Day, but I wanted to put a message out to all of those to thank and honor those who did pay that ultimate sacrifice for our nation. And to the family members of those who've lost a loved one who served on our behalf, you have our utmost condolences and deepest respect for the loss of your loved one who paid that ultimate sacrifice for us. As we all know, men and women serve overseas every day on our behalf, and I offer my greatest respect to each and every one of them and hope that they will always come back safely. But for those that don't, let us never forget them, especially on Memorial Day. Thank you.
Now, we hear from City of Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
It's an honor to again join with the members of the Erie County American Legion to observe Memorial Day 2020. Although this year's ceremony is virtual, it is no less meaningful or heartfelt. In these times of great uncertainty in our city, state, country, and world, it's important to continue this tradition. Our service members and veterans come from all walks of life, races, and religions, but they share the fundamental qualities of courage, pride, determination, dedication to duty, and integrity to serve all of us. We say thank you to those who paid the ultimate price for freedom, and to all current and former service members who deserve our respect every day. I urge all of our residents to take the time to thank an active service member or veteran for all they have sacrificed so that we can live in freedom. It's a small gesture, but I guarantee it means a whole lot. Stay Buffalo strong.
Thank you for your remarks. Our next set of speakers usually place a memorial wreath at the American Legion Monument before their remarks. The Erie County Commander would also place the wreath at the Spanish American War Monument. Our next speaker is Erie County American Legion Auxiliary President Rosemary O'Connell.
Today we come together to remember those who freely gave their lives to protect our way of life. Today, we as a country talk about a new normal. I ponder that statement more so today than ever before. I think of those young men and women who donned the uniform and went off to some foreign land to fight an enemy who blindly sought to control and deprive the freedom, hopes, and dreams of their fellow countrymen and those of the world. To march into battle, whether at Gettysburg, Verdun, Normandy, Incheon, or Quezon, did they see this as their new normal? For the families back home, how did they adjust to their new normal of not knowing if or when or how they would see their child, spouse, or parent again? Time and again, we as a people have chosen to honor and remember those who gave their lives so we could live ours in peace. We choose to remember and support their grieving families, for their new normal of loss lives on. Honor, serve, and protect. This is the new normal for anyone who ever donned a uniform in service to our country. To honor their sacrifice and the sacrifice of their families has been the new normal for each generation of Americans. And it is our privilege and duty to continue to remember their legacy. May the God you pray to bless each of us, and may God bless the United States of America.
At this time, the New York State Gold Star Mother President, Holly Baker, will give her remarks.
Today, Memorial Day, is a solemn day set aside to honor and remember those who made the supreme sacrifice. As we observe this day, we must never forget what these two American heroes have done and what their loved ones have lost. Yes, I said observed. It is not to be celebrated. It is a day to honor and remember the more than 1 million men and women who died in service to our country. Although honoring them one day out of the year doesn't seem like enough, our Gold Star families remember every day and will never forget our heaven-deployed heroes As a Gold Star mother, this day parallels my personal loss and sacrifice, the day we lost our son, Brian. We must ensure future generations understand that their patriotism and deepest respect to those who paid the price for our freedom is upheld, and the true meaning of Memorial Day is respected. We owe all our veterans a debt of gratitude for their sacrifices, and it is our duty and the duty of each and every American to keep the memory alive of those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you, and may God bless our fallen heroes, our veterans, and may God bless America.
Giving the principal message today is Erie County American Legion Commander Thomas O'Connell.
Every crisis has new heroes. During the 9/11 attacks, they were the first responders, running into burning and crumbling buildings as others ran out. Now, during the coronavirus pandemic, the most visible heroes are the healthcare professionals who are saving others and risking their own lives while doing so. The heroes have much in common with the people that we honor today, America's fallen veterans. They are men and women who have sacrificed their own lives so others could live. They are both elite and ordinary. They are elite in the sense of character. Giving your life so others could live is the ultimate definition of selfless. They are the ordinary in the fact that they represent the diverse fabric of our country. They are rich and poor, black and white, male and female. They come from every ethnicity and background. In short, they look like anyone else. As we celebrate the selfless and untiring performances of healthcare workers during the COVID-19 pandemic, it brings to mind the military medics, doctors, and nurses who sacrificed their lives while treating others on the battlefield. Approximately 1 million men and women of the U.S. military have lost their lives in defense of our nation since the founding of this great republic. Not all have died from the enemy fire. Some have died from diseases that have too often festered around world zones. Oftentimes, deaths from disease and accidents outnumbered casualties caused by enemy weapons. During the Spanish-American War, 60 soldiers of the all-black 24th Infantry Regiment volunteered to serve as nurses. 36 of them would later die of yellow fever or malaria. A generation later, the flu would kill nearly 16,000 U.S. soldiers in France during World War I. Another 30,000 American service members died in statewide camps. These men and women could have isolated safely in their homes, but they knew they had an important job to do, a mission to accomplish. They were all on a mission to serve. Even when the enemy is invisible, virus, or a microscopic germ, the sacrifices made are just as meaningful. The U.S. military has already lost service members to COVID-19. This Memorial Day, as we continue to honor those who fell for us in battle, let us all pause to remember those who have also sacrificed their lives while serving others. May God bless them. God bless you. God bless all service members. God bless the American Legion, and God bless America.
The Erie County American Legion Honor Guard will now honor our fallen comrades with a 3-rifle-fire volley salute, followed by the sounding of taps by Father James Bastian.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God manifests his spirit and great love in each of us, for he created us in his image, in his divine image. He created us male and female. He created us, and we were created a little bit less than the angels and crowned with God's glory. There is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. This is the reason that we are here this day, to give tribute, respect, remembrance, and honor to the gallant men and women of the armed forces who obtain God's glory by laying down their lives for us and others who call upon their help. For they carried themselves as soldiers, and they did it with God's grace. May God bless their souls and protect those soldiers who now stand in harm's way. Pray to your God as I do mine. May God bless this country in his love. May God clothe this country with his care. May God forever hold us and ours in his holy embrace and grant us peace for God and for country. Amen.
This concludes our services today, and I thank you for joining us to pay respects to all those members of the United States Armed Forces who have sacrificed their lives to defend the United States of America. Thanks go out to Joseph Dispenza and his team at Forest Lawn Cemetery for coordinating the program, and to WBEN Radio for broadcasting this program. Stay safe and healthy, everyone. May God bless you, and God bless America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.